and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们有再一次来到主面前等候他的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to come before the Lord to wait upon him.
在我们读圣经以前，我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers before we read the scripture.
天父，我们感谢你，你借着你爱子给我们的拯救，实在是远远超过我们所已经认识和经历的。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that through your beloved Son, the salvation you have given us is surpassing our understanding, our experience.
你给我们预备的盼望，叫我们等候我们救主的再来，主啊，这实在是一件超过我们天然人可以明白的事情。
The hope you have given us that you want us to wait for our Lord's return is truly surpassing our understanding of our natural man.
求我们的天父借着你的圣灵，照着你的旨意启示我们。
Pray the Heavenly Father according to your will to reveal to us.
真是求你向我们心说话。
Do pray that you speak to our hearts.
说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we wait before you.
求你将天上宝座的窗户能够打开。
Pray that you opened up the window of the throne.
求你将你的话倾倒下来。
Pour down your words.
让说话的、翻译的、听话的，一同在你面前蒙恩典。
So the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen can receive grace before you.
若不是你吸引我们，我没有人可能够快跑跟随你。
If it's not because you draw us, then none of us can run after you.
若不是你向我们显现启示你自己，我们实在很难向人见证你是那样的宝贵。
If it's not because you reveal yourself and testify yourself to us, it's very hard for us to testify you are so precious.
若不是你将你的心意、你的旨意刻画在我们的心上，我们实在不知道我们在地上该做什么。
If it's not because you engrave your will and your heart upon us, then we truly don't know what we are doing on earth.
求你向我们心说话。
Do pray you speak to our hearts.
我们把下面的时间，把我们每一位都交在你的手中。
We commit the following time and each one of us onto your hands.
求你无限量的圣灵充满我们。
Do pray the unlimited Holy Spirit fills us.
叫我们不止外面的耳朵听见话，我们更求你圣灵在我们身上，在我们心中做人所不能做的工作。
So we do not just hear your words from our outward ears, but do pray your Holy Spirit do the work that man cannot do upon us.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read few places of scripture.
启示录二十二章第七节。
Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
二十二章十二节。看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, surely I come quickly, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
再紧看马太福音二十五章，从十三节看起到三十节。
Please look at Matthew chapter 25 from verse 13 through 30.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来， 把他的家业交给他们。
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to the other 2, and to the other 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents.
那领二千的也照样另赚了二千，但那 OK。
And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained the other 2.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But he that had received 1 went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the Lord of those servants come and reckon with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来。说主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。
And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来。享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看我又赚了二千。
He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them.
主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是个忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sowed, and gathering where thou hast not strawed.
我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。
And I was afraid, and when I hid thy talent in the earth, look, there thou hast that is thine.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人。你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候，可以连本带利收回。
Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I shall have received my own with usury.
夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这一段圣经这个比喻是接着25章前面第一个比喻的。
This parable is a continuation of the first parable in chapter 25.
那在第一个比喻我们提过，那个很重要的就是那个油是不是装满了。
So in the first parable we have mentioned, the important thing in the first parable is that whether the oil is being filled.
所以能不能够这个进到那个婚宴里面去，就跟那个油有重要的关系。
So whether one can enter into the marriage feast has to do with the oil.
那在这个比喻里面呢，有一个就是那个主人来的时候要和他们算账。
And here it's mentioned that when the Lord comes back, that he will reckon with them.
那上次我们提到算账，这在原文是两个字，一个是计算的算，另外一个是那个账呢，其实是画。
The word reckon, which in original text last time we mentioned, there are actually two words. One is the original with settling the account, the other one is the word.
很可惜哈，在中文的翻译跟英文的翻译都没有把那个话那个 word 把它翻译出来。
Unfortunately, whether in Chinese nor English translation did not translate the word.
那个就是连达比都没有翻译。
It doesn't even the Darby version did not translate this.
但是呢，我去找那个就是原文，还有那个原文英文，还有这个 strong number 的这个翻译的圣经。
But whether in the original or the English
就对照的叫 interlinear 啊，就是就对照式的翻译。
When we compare the translations,
他们有这个字。
They do have this word.
就是算账是根据那个话来算。
That is to reckoning is based on the word.
所以这个翻译呢，都漏掉一个很重要的字。
So those translations have lost a very important word.
所以这个比喻。跟上个比喻都有一个关键的东西。
So this parable and the previous parable have very important thing.
前面一个比喻关键是在那个油，我们讲是圣灵。
The first parable has to do with oil, which is the Holy Spirit.
那这里呢，讲的是话，是这个是主的话，也可以说是我们经历的话。
And here it talks about the word, which can be the Lord's words or also the words we experience.
我们读圣经哈，如果你把它是客观的读，你就觉得圣经读来读去呢，跟你没关系。
If you read the Bible objectively, then you feel it has nothing to do with you.
所以如果我们客观的读圣经呢，你就不会觉得有什么重量。
So if you just read the Bible objectively, then you don't feel much weight.
但是如果你的心向神打开，你站在一个态度，这本圣经是父神写给他儿女的。
But if your heart is opened up to the Lord and you have this attitude that this Bible is what our Heavenly Father has written to His children.
那这本圣经既然是父神写给他儿女的，那就是一本家书啊，而且是里面有充满了重要的话。
Since this Bible is what Heavenly Father writes to His children, then it's like a family book which has important words.
结果我们读的时候呢，有些的话我们很受鼓励。
Some of the words truly encourages us.
但是有些的话呢，我们觉得很为难，我们很觉得很有重量。
But some of words become burdens or a weight for us.
因为我们跟这个话有太大的距离。
Because we have such big gap with those words.
所以读圣经看你什么态度。
So when you read the Bible, it has to do with what kind of attitude you have.
如果你是为别人读的，你读的都是叫别人做什么事。
If you read the Bible for others, then whatever you read is that you would like to instruct others to do it.
你是把重量丢给别人，但是自己呢，可能不承受任何重量。
Then you cast the weight upon others, and you do not carry any weight.
但是你如果读圣经，你是站在接受神话语的那样的态度、那样的立场来读。
But if you read with the attitude of receiving God's words,
你就发现神的话充满了鼓励的，但也充满了重量。
Then you realize God's words is full of encouragement and also full of weight.
所以有些话到我们身上的时候，我们会接受不了。
So some of the words upon us we cannot bear.
我记得我们这个读到马太十三章的时候，就 就看到那个碰到神话语的几种反应。
Then when we read Matthew chapter 13, we do see there are different reactions when we face God's words.
一种的心态是像在路旁的，那个话一来的时候呢，还没有接受呢，就被飞鸟夺走了。
One of the attitude is just like the seeds sowed upon the wayside, that before we receive, then the bird comes and take it.
所以我们在读主的话，有没有会遇到这个情形？
So have we ever encountered the circumstances when we read God's word?
每天读圣经，我们每天找几章都读圣经，都读。
We read the Bible daily.
但是我的心没有接受到任何东西。
But my heart has not received anything.
好，这是一种。
That's one of them.
那另外一种呢，是在土浅石头地上。
And the other one is the seed falls in the sorrow ground, the ground that's not so deep soil.
神的话来有感动，也接受。
God's words come, and then we do feel touched and received it.
但是环境稍微一变动一下呢，就受不了。
But as soon as the circumstances changes, then we cannot bear it.
所以这个环境，比如说太阳一晒啊，就是觉得太热了，太怎么样啊，就丢掉。
Such as when the sun is too hot, or then we just throw away.
好，这是另外一种。
And that's another thing.
另外一种第三种呢，是有今生的忧虑、钱财的迷惑在我们的心里面。
And the third one has to do with the burden of life and also the lust of money in us.
我发现神的话很棒，但是呢，哎呀，对不起，我现在重点是在赚钱养家。
I do find God's words are really good, but however, I'm sorry that my purpose for now is that I would like to earn money for my family.
哦，我现在正在我这个前途大好的时光。
Right now, I have a great future.
啊，我不应该放掉我这个地上的前途，去摆在这个认识神的话的那个境况底下。
I should not just leave my future on the earth and then just focus my time on reading, understanding Lord's words.
所以神的话也读，也接受。
So I do read God's words and I receive it.
但是呢，当这个钱财的迷惑跟今生的思虑跟在这身上的分量越来越重的时候。
But when the temptation of the money and all the burden of this life become heavier,
两个一起长大呢，最后是挤在一起，就神的话就长不起来了。
When they both grow up together, then they choke with each other, and then God's words cannot come in.
啊，我想这些情况，都可能是我们个人，我们本人个人经过的过程。
Those might be what we experience, the process we experience.
但也可能呢，是怎么样说，我们属于这一类的人，一直从这样的光景底下出不来。
But it might also be that we are this type of person that we cannot be delivered out from this condition.
所以话呢，对我们来讲是充满了重量，好像跟我们在今生的这个生活上，是在一种竞争，是在一种，好像，就是说，是叫我们不愿意接受的。
So those words become very heavy weight upon us, and it's something we cannot accept.
所以这些刚讲这三种情况呢，神的话在我们身上呢，就没有办法结出果子出来。
So those three conditions we mentioned that God's words upon us cannot bear much fruit.
也读，也知道，但是呢，没有那个生命的果子出来。
We read it and we know it, but there is no fruit of life.
只有第四种，我们的心是好土，而且还可以忍耐，还可以等候。
It's only the fourth condition is that when our heart is the good soil and we can bear long suffering and wait.
所以接受了神的话，然后能够让神的话在心里面能够做工。
So we receive God's words and let His words work in our hearts.
所以这个呢，这个在做工之后呢，然后让他生命的成长到一个地步，能够结果子，甚至100倍、60倍、30倍。
So we receive to such a point that it works in us to the point it can bear fruit to 100-fold, 60-fold, or 30-fold.
这是一个很实际的，主知道我们的情形。
This is very practical, and Lord knows our condition.
所以在 这个约翰福音第六章，当主耶稣讲到这个啊，他主耶稣就是粮，就是生命的粮，你吃我的就不饿，对吧？喝我的就不渴，啊，很多人开始就不能接受了。
So when our Lord mentioned in Gospel Book of John chapter 6, our Lord says that he's the bread of life. Those who eat upon me should not be hunger, and those who drink of me should not be thirst, that many people cannot bear it.
然后发生一个情况呢，结果原来很多人跟随主，就主讲了太多话了。他照理讲应该是主讲越多话应该是吸引人越多，刚好相反，因为主讲了太多话，人觉得说太难了，所以开始有人走了。
So it comes to the point that our Lord has spoken so much words, but then the more he spoke, then the more people left because they could not accept it.
这话甚难呐。
Those words are so hard.
哦，我想很多弟兄姊妹，我们自己都经过，我们读圣经啊，我们听主的话，或者主要我对我们什么要求，我们觉得，哎呀，好难呐。
I think each one of us experienced that as we read Lord's words and we listen to his words, or we know that Lord has certain requests upon us, then we feel that's so hard.
最后呢，主向十二个门徒，就十二个使徒挑战。
At the end, our Lord challenged the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles.
你看这么他们都走了，怎么样？你们是不是也想走啊？
He told them that they all left. Do you also want to leave?
如果想走的，那就可以走了。
If you would like to leave, you can go.
但彼得就代表说什么？他说：“主啊，你有永生的话，你有永生之道，我还跟从谁呢？”
Then Peter he said that Lord, you have the words of eternal life. Who else shall we follow?
所以你可以这些都给我们看到那些那个图画，愿意接受负担的，不愿意接受负担的，摆在那里。
So we do see this picture of the contrast of the one of those who would like to receive the burden and those who are not willing.
所以这里我们也看到，这里呢，主根据个人的情况来把银子给他们。
So here we also see that Lord based on each one's condition give them their talents.
有的呢给五他连德，有的给二他连德，有的给一他连德。
Some that Lord gave five talents, some gave two talents, and some gave one.
主给他们是银子。
Lord gave them silver.
在圣经里面讲到银子，是讲到救恩的经历，讲到得救的经历。
When talk about silver in the Bible, it talks about the experience of salvation.
所以有的人呢，得五他连得银子，有的人得二他连得银子，但最少。得一他连的银子。
So some receive five talents of silver and some receive two and the, at least that they receive one.
哦，他连德上次我提过，是一个重量的单位。
Talent, last time I mentioned, is the unit of weight.
如果讲到金子的话，大概是九十公斤呢。
So if we talk about gold, it's about 90 kilograms.
讲到银子的话，是45公斤。
If talking about silver, it's about 45 kilograms.
那他连德这个字在原文的意思里面，除了负担重量之外，还有一个是经关于经历的意思。
So the word talent in original, on one point it talks about the burden and the weight, and the other one talks about experience.
所以凡是蒙恩得救的人，都有一他连德，一个基本的经历。
So for each one of us saved by grace.We at least have one talent, which is the basic experience.
所以，如果说我真的信主了，却没有任何经历主拯救的经历、救赎的经历，这个是有问题的。
So if we truly believe the Lord, but we have not experienced any of the experience of Lord's salvation, then there is a problem.
在约翰一书里面，老约翰就讲说。讲到敌基督。
In First John, Apostle John talk about Antichrist.
讲到敌基督，讲什么呢？他是从我们当中出去的。
When talking about Antichrist, he say that he comes out from us.
那不是就是我们一般讲的，就是弟兄姊妹嘛
？So isn't that just the brothers sisters that we mention?
但是呢，他说他本来就不属于我们的。
But John said that he did not belong to us.
就是他根本就没有得救。
So actually, he has never been saved.
所以这是一个很严肃的问题。
So that's a very serious issue.
这一个真正得到一塔莲的，就应该有蒙拯救的经历。
If one truly receive one talent, then he should have the experience of being saved.
这是一个基本的经历。
That's a basic fundamental experience.
但是我们知道，我们经历过这么多，就是说认识过这么多基督徒。
But we have known many Christians.
有的人对于经历主的拯救觉得很宝贵。
Some feel it's so precious to experience Lord's salvation.
有的人觉得我成为基督徒，我已经好像到了终点了。
And some might feel that as soon as they become Christian, they might have already reached their goal.
所以我已经拿到了进入这个天国的门票，所以呢，我够了，我就不想再认识什么了。
It's already enough for them to receive the entrance ticket into heaven, so that's enough for them. They don't want to know anything more.
这样的基督徒还不是少数，还是很多数的。
There are actually quite a few of those kind of Christians.
但是呢，这里给我们看到，这里呢，他说按着个人的才干，啊，然后呢，把家业交给他们，然后按着，然后呢，他说，然后最后面又讲说，又领五千的。领两千的，领一千的。
And then he said, the Lord here says that he gives to them according to their civil ability, and also there are those who receive five talents, two talents, and one.
真正前后文来看的话，就按个人才干，不是按他努力的才干，是按他接受的能力。
So if we look at the context, that it's not based on one's own ability, but it has to do with the ability of how one is able to receive.
所以救恩经历的深，救恩经历的多，是跟你在神面前你能够接受，愿意接受多少，和你接受的能力有多少。
So whether or not you receive how deep and more of the salvation has to do with how your ability of receiving before God.
有人觉得寻求主，这是太多余的事情。
Some might feel it's not necessary to seek the Lord.
主给我们聪明智慧，我们用我们聪明智慧就可以。
It's already enough that Lord gave us our wisdom and understanding, then we just use those.
所以寻求主对他来讲是件他浪费时间、浪费力量的事情。
So it's such a waste of time to seek the Lord.
所以呢，他只要他聪明的想得到，他就一定有办法。
So if he's smart, then he has a way to do it.
结果是什么呀？结果这样的情况呢，就导致他真正经历着主的拯救，机会减少。
So that kind of condition actually make him lose the opportunity to experience Lord's salvation.
主给我们聪明智慧不是不好。
It's not good that Lord gives us wisdom and understanding.
我们只想到主给我们聪明智慧在用的这一面。
We only think about how to use the wisdom and understanding the Lord has given us.
而且我们想到用的这一面是我来用主给我的聪明智慧。
And we only think about we use the wisdom and understanding the Lord has given us.
但是你有没有想到，主给我一个聪明智慧，是用来认识他的救恩，认识他的宝贵，认识他的丰富，认识他的全能。
But have you ever thought about that when the Lord gave us wisdom and understanding is to know himself, to know his preciousness and also his salvation and his almighty power.
所以千万不要以为经历主的救恩丰富的人一定是很笨的人。
So definitely do not think those who experience the Lord's salvation are dumb.
他不是很笨的人。
They are not dumb.
他是愿意他主给他的聪明智慧伏在神的至高的聪明、至高的智慧之下。
But they are willing to use the wisdom and understanding from the Lord to bow down before God's wisdom and understanding.
你不觉得这是一个特别的学习吗？
Don't you feel that's a very special learning?
如果你是绝顶聪明的人，
If you are a very extremely smart person,
人家都知道你是绝顶聪明的人，
And everyone knows that.
但是你却能见证神的智慧远远地超过人的智慧。
But you can testify God's wisdom is surpassing man's wisdom.
你不觉得这带来的见证，带来给人的帮助， 是没有办法估算的吗？
Don't you feel that the testimony and the help you can give to people are countless?
常常我们觉得说啊，那些经历主的人，哎呀，他就是什么都不会，什么都不信，谁在经历主嘛。
Oftentimes we might think that those who experience the Lord is because they don't know anything and they cannot do anything. That's why they can experience the Lord.
这是只是看到很浅的一面。
That's very shallow.
但是有许多经历主的人是绝顶聪明的人。
But there are many who experience the Lord are extremely smart.
但他向我们见证，神的救恩是极其的浩大的。
But they testify to us the salvation of God is abundant and great.
所以我们在思想这一段话的时候，我们需要求主开启我们。
So as we think about those words, we need the Lord to open up to us.
到底谁是那无得无他连得的人？
So exactly who are those who receive five talents?
怎么样才是得着无他连得？
So what is like to receive five talents?
谁是那得二他连得的人？
So who are those who receive two talents?
怎样才能成为那个得他连得的人？
How can someone become someone who can receive the two talents?
但是呢，这里会发现呢，五他连得，二他连得，一他连得。
But now you find that five talents, two talents, and one talent.
五他连得人又赚了五他连得。
The one who received five talents earned another five.
二他连得的也赚了二他连得。
And the one who received two talents also traded with two more talents.
但是一他连得的却什么都没有赚，藏起来。
But the one received one talent did not gain anything and hid it.
这里你再看，你再仔细看，你发现一他连得人有什么特别？
When you look at in details, then you find what's so special about the one received one talent.
他一领了这个一千一他连得之后呢，马上掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
As soon as he received one talent, he dig a hole in earth and then hid Lord's money.
所以这领一他连得给我们感觉就是什么？他的眼光一直在地。
So we feel that the person who received one talent, his eyesight is always focused on the earth.
所有都放在地下。
Everything is being hidden on earth.
而且埋起来。
And also hide it.
埋起来就是可能也看不见的。
To hide it means you cannot see it.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有遇过这种基督徒
？I don't know if you have met such Christians.
你看他从来都不像基督徒。
You see this person, but they never seem like Christians to you.
但直到一天有一个情况发生的时候，他说：“哦，我也是基督徒。
”But until one day something happened, then he said, "Oh, I'm also a Christian."
他把自己藏起来，他这救恩的那个经历和救恩的那个应该显出的见证都藏起来。
He hid himself together with the experience of salvation and the testimony of salvation.
甚至藏到一地步呢，可能人家都看不出来他是信主的人。
And he hid himself to the point that maybe others cannot even know that he is being saved.
还不只是如此，他对于主人是怎么个看法
？And not only that, what he thinks about his Lord.
他说：“主，你这个哈，你是个忍心的人，你这个心很坏啊。”
And he said that, Lord, you are such a hard man, which means not having nice heart.
你是不可理喻的人、啊、
You are someone who is a very...
为什么不可理喻？没有种的地方也要收，没有善的地方还要聚敛。你叫我们去做那不可能的事情吗？
You are such a hard man that you reap where you did not sow and gathering where you have not stored. Then you are just asking us to do something impossible.
因为他觉得服侍主是不可能的事情。
Because he feels that it's impossible to serve the Lord.
这个看见是对的。
This seeing is actually correct.
但是不是要叫我们靠自己去服侍主。
But it's not that we should use our own ability to serve the Lord.
不是因为这样子就把它藏起来。
Not because of this, so we just hide it.
所以主人怎么讲呢
？So what does the Lord says?
他说：“就要把我的银子放给。”兑换银钱的人。
Then you should have given my money to the exchangers.
啊，兑换银钱的人，那个你把那个人不要，那个其实没有原文没有人那个字，兑换银钱的。但因为讲到兑换银钱的人，还要比较，就是说在翻译上好像比较好翻译。
The original should just be put my money with to exchange my money.
所以就是什么呀，就是到那里他你把你自己交给兑换银钱的，然后到的时候呢就什么连本带利可以收回来。
So to exchange my money so then I can take back the principal and the interest.
哪里是兑换银钱的地方？
Where is the place to exchange money?
什么地方？
Where?
对于一个信主人什么地方是兑换银钱的地方？
To someone who believes the Lord, where is the place to exchange the money?
想想看。
Let's think about it.
应该是圣徒聚集的地方。
It should be where the saints gather.
应该是教会聚集的地方。
It should be where church gathers.
因为怎么样？我们每一个人都得到了拯救。
Because each one of us have received the salvation.
而且每一个人都至少有一他连得。
And each one of us should have at least one talent.
把我的救恩的经历摆在弟兄姊妹当中。
And I put my experience of salvation among brothers and sisters.
把弟兄姊妹的得救的救恩的经历摆在当中。
And also brothers and sisters' experience of salvation also bring and put among us.
你发现就丰富起来。
Then you feel it becomes abundant.
我们每一次受浸聚会。
Each time when we have the baptism gathering.
你会发现起来做见证的刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹常常给我们很大的激励。
You find that we are being much encouraged by those brothers and sisters just got believe the Lord and get baptized.
但是要问一个问题，基督徒的经历那是终点吗？
But we have to ask a question. The experience of Christians, is that the end?
为什么刚受浸的弟兄姊妹可以给我们他们得救的经历可以给我们带来供应？
Why do the experience of those who just believe the Lord can give us much provision?
为什么我们聚集在一起的时候就不见得有供应？
Why is that when we gather together, we do not see much provision?
这个问题在哪里？
Where is the issue?
是不是我没有把我那一份拿出来？
Is that I did not bring out my part?
或是不是我根本除了得救的经历之外，再也没经历主了？
Or is that I have no other experience except the experience of the experience of salvation?
我的接受能力只有在我还没有信主到信主这边就结束了。
My ability to receive is only from before believe the Lord until I believe the Lord.
还是我在主面前接受救恩经历的能力是不断的被扩大的。
Or my ability of continue to receive the experience of salvation has been enlarged.
我可以直接从主那里得到这个拯救得拯救的经历。
I can directly receive the experience of being saved from the Lord.
我更宝贵的是，当我来到聚集当中，当我们有许多宝贵的弟兄姊妹在主面前暗中明处在那里寻求认识主。
But I treasure what's even more is that when I come to the gathering, then we have many precious brothers and sisters, whether hidden in or opening, seek before the Lord.
他们在主面前所得着的，成为我也得着了。
What they have received from the Lord also become what I receive.
所以连本带利到底是什么回事？
So what does it mean by with principal and also interest?
我来的时候是一他连的。
When I come, I have one talent.
我这个教会生活结束的时候，不应该还是一他连的。
But by the end of the church life, should not just only have one talent.
我记得我在大学的时候，我有一个教我们银行实务的老师。
I remember when I was in college, I had a professor who teaches about banking.
他那个时候啊，那个时候的这个银行的那个利率哈，存款的利率还是二位数字的。
Back then, the interest rate was very high.
啊，现在很低，对不对？
Now it's very low.
他跟我讲，他说我告诉你一个方法。
He told me, let me tell you a way.
你不需要自己开公司做生意。
You don't have to have your own company, your own business.
你只要会有方法存钱。
As long as you have the way to save money.
他算给我们看。照着当时的那个利率的大概状态，他说如果假设不是一个重大变化，一直这样子有这样的一个水准的话。
And as he calculated to us, based on the interest back then, if it was stable.
七年，你所存下去的钱就翻一倍。
If the money you save can become double within 7 years.
七年翻一倍，然后它又是复利，又不用，又在七年把你那个再翻一倍。
And then after another 7 years, it become even more.
所以他就这样翻翻翻，他说：“你看你年轻这样存，你到了年大，你看你不用做什么大的生意，但什么，你已经很多钱了。”
So if you start saving since you are young, then you don't even have to do much business, then you already save so much money.
所以如果照他那样讲的话，从一他连德变五他连德，很简单的事情。
So if based on what he said, it's very easy to be.From one talent to become five talent.
你不用像那种你要出去拼死拼活然后做大生意的人，不需要。
You don't have to do such big business.
但是其实主在教会的那个利率不是这个二位数字的。
Actually, the interest the Lord counts in church life is not just only like back then.
那个利率我们很难想象的大，你知道吗？
We cannot even imagine how great is the interest.
不要等七年才翻一倍啊。
It doesn't have to double after 7 years.
可能不要七年了，可能两年，可能一年就已经翻倍了。
Maybe does do not have to wait for 7 years. Maybe just 2 or 1 years can be doubled.
所以主说，叫这个以他连德的人说，等我来的时候可以连本带利收回。这是件难事还是件简单事？
So when our Lord told the one with one talent, say that when I come, I can take back my money with, together with principal and interest, is it hard or easy?
所以如果教会的生活是一个正常的教会生活
So if it's a normal church life,
如果这个是个正常的教会生活，应该怎么？这个利率会很高的。
So if it's normal church life, then the interest should be very high.
因为生命供应很丰富啊。
Because there's abundance of provision of life.
因为神的工作和显现很丰富啊。
Because there's abundance of God's work and manifestation.
如果这个利率是趋于零的话，表示这个教会不正常。
If the interest rate is almost like zero, then that means this church is abnormal.
啊，就好像在提摩太后书吧，有一些人长久学习，却是终究不能明白神的心意。
Like what's mentioned in 2 Timothy, that there are some who continue to learn, but they can never understand God's will.
那就所有努力都是白费的。
And all their efforts are in vain.
那就是不正常的光景。
That's an abnormal condition.
但如果是一个正常的光景。
But if it's normal condition.
弟兄姊妹在一起的教会生活。
When brothers and sisters gather in church life.
那个从一他连德变成二他连德。可能很快就产生了。
It might be very quickly to gain from one to two talents.
所以如果要靠我们一个人去经历救恩，不这么丰富。
But so therefore, if with our own self to experience the salvation, it's not very abundant.
好像最近我们年轻的弟兄发生火烧身的事情。
So such as when our young brother got burned.
你因为这件事情。经历了主吗
Have you experienced this? Have you experienced the Lord because of this?
你因为这件事情对于神拯救的经历扩大了吗
Have you been enlarged because by the experience of God's salvation because of this?
有人有了，但有人可能没有。
Some might have, some might not.
啊，这就在教会里面的事情。
That's what happened in church.
那当弟兄姊妹在一起祷告。
So when brothers and sisters pray together,
不是光为个人祷告
not just to pray for one own self.
为个人祷告是很必须的
It's very necessary to pray for individual.
但是主要把我们带到哪里去呢
But where would the Lord like to lead us?
他再来，我们是要怎样面见他呢
When he comes back, how can we face him?
他再来的下一个阶段是怎样的
So what's the next stage for his return?
这是我们需要。有他的眼光，有他的负担，你才能够进入到那个光景去的。
We can only have his eyesight and his burden, then we can enter into such condition.
如果我们的眼光永远都只在我的身上的话，你就发现没办法过去。
If our eyesight is only fixed upon ourselves, then we cannot go in.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果一同来接受神的负担。
So if brothers and sisters together receive the burden of God.
神把这个负担给我们。
God has given us this burden.
我们就要从神那里接下来。
Then we should receive it from Him.
所以这些负担都不是自己想出来的。
So all these burdens are not with our own imagination.
这些负担是从神的话带出来的。
And those burdens come out from the words of God.
今天我想跟大家提一点这个新天新地的东西。
Today I would like to mention something about new heaven and new earth.
上一次我们提到在新天新地我们有五个身份。
Last time we mentioned there are five positions in the new heaven and earth.
心腹。
The bride.
神国度的子民。
The people in God's kingdom.
神的儿子。
God's son.
神的仆人。
And God's servant.
还有做王，与神一同做王。
Also being king.
今天我们再提一点。
And today, let's mention one more point.
新天新地是神永远心意的彻底完成。
The new heaven and new earth is the completion of God's will.
所以神国度的实际在那里已经是完，是这个丰满的状态。
So the reality of the kingdom of God is already being fulfilled.
神的家的实际也在也是一个丰满的情形。
The reality of the household of God is also being fulfilled.
神的殿的实际也是一个丰满的情形。
And the temple of God is also fulfilled.
另外，基督的身体变成了基督的心腹。
And also the body of Christ has become the bride of the Lamb.
所以这里都是一个完成的东西。
So everything here has been completed.
在这个主所完成的这个新天新地或者新耶路撒冷有什么特质呢？
So what's the special characteristics about what Lord has already completed, this new heaven, new earth, or new Jerusalem?
我发现一些给弟兄怎么 做参考。
I have found something which can be your reference.
看看你是觉得这是个重担呢，还是觉得这是一个负担？
Then see whether you feel that it's a heavy weight or it's a burden.
好，第一个特质，新。
The first, it's new.
我们很多人喜欢开新车。
Many like to drive new cars.
喜欢住新房子。
Like to live in new house.
什么都是要新，对不对？
Everything would like to be new.
这里不但是新，而且带什么？新鲜。
Here is not only new, but also fresh.
你有没有到一直长久新鲜的东西啊？
Have you ever got something that's always fresh?
你今天对于神的认识，如果不能进入不断的更新的那种新鲜，你就很难想象这个东西。
If your understanding toward God cannot enter into this eternal freshness, then you cannot understand about this newness.
就是连十字架都是新鲜的。
Even the cross is fresh.
你背十字架跟随都是觉得很新鲜的。
Even when you bear up the cross to follow the Lord, it's fresh.
主耶稣的宝血都是新鲜的。
And the precious blood of the Lord is fresh.
但是一切都是新鲜的。
Everything is fresh.
你看我们这个房子经过几年之后再刷一刷，看起来要相当新鲜一下，对不对？
You see our building that we might paint it over, but it might seem new.
但新天新地不需要这样子刷的。
But new heaven and new earth no longer needs to paint again.
那个全新的。
That's all new.
而且这个心不会变质的心。
And that kind of new would never change.
你觉得这是你羡慕还是不羡慕？
Do you desire of this or not?
对不对？第二个特质呢，它是贵重的。
The second characteristic is that it's precious.
新天新地的材料都是贵重的。
All the materials to build a new heaven earth is precious.
没有一个材料是卑贱的。
There's none of the material that's cheap.
所以呢，它怎么样？它是贵重的，所以金子，还有什么？宝石，还有珍珠。
Because it's precious, therefore it's gold, precious stones, and also pearl.
金子代表神的性情。
Gold means the characteristics of God.
那而且这些。金子也好，宝石也好，这个什么，都是怎么样？它的跟现在的这个情况，比现在我们所看到最好的，还要不晓得都好了多少倍。
And all those gold and precious stones is in the New Jerusalem is actually surpassing what we can see now with our fleshly eyes.
现在有999的金子，但透不透明？不透明，对不对
？The very precious gold we see now, they are not transparent.
在新天新地有一条街啊，是黄金街。
In the new heaven, new earth, there's a street that's a golden street.
你走的踩的是金子，你下面是金子。
And you walk on gold.
但是这是什么？是透明的。
But that's transparent.
很难想象的贵重。
That's so precious, which is surpassing our understanding.
但这里呢，主要把我们这一个人变成新人，刚刚讲的那个新。主也把那个怎么样，生命的性情坐在我们身上，像金子的性情，像宝石。宝石呢是能够胜过，能够经过高压，经过这个整个造山的运动的过程之后形成的这个宝石。
God would like to work His nature upon us, so that's like gold, so we become a new man, and also like precious stone that's under so much that's being formed after under so much pressure.
钻石跟木炭其实是同一个元素。
Actually, the coal and the diamond is actually coming from the same material.
木炭你一摸，全手都是黑的。
When you touch the coal, it's all dark, all black.
而且要洗很久才能洗得掉。
And you cannot wash away until you wash for such a long time.
但是木炭呢？啊不，钻石呢？它完全是透明的。
But diamond is completely transparent.
它其实原来是同一个元素。
It's actually out of the same material.
木炭呢？你在地的表面就可以找到。
You can find coal on the surface of earth.
但钻石呢？是神经过造山运动，把木炭像这样的。就是把它送到地的深处，经过热，经过压，经过这个许多的过程，造山运动的各种的过程，然后又把它送上来。
And diamond is after all the pressure in the deepest part of the earth, and then come out.
木炭光不能透过去。
With the coal, the light cannot go through it.
钻石它越好，它透光越好。
The better the diamond is, the more the light can shine through.
所以这是一个很宝贵的。
So that is very precious.
如果人家送你几克拉的钻石。
If someone give you some the diamond with several carats.
很多人都期待这个几克拉多大克拉，对不对
？Many desire of this.
这就什么？它很贵，很贵。
Because that's very expensive.
你这个几克拉的钻石，你要买木炭买多少呢？
With several carats of diamond, how many of the coal you can buy?
啊，这很大的不同。
That's a big difference.
啊，所以啊，另外还有珍珠啊，其那个前不久看报纸才看到一个，有一个富人去餐厅吃饭，吃到个硬东西，结果吐出来，哎呦，一颗珍珠。
And also with the pearl, I saw on the news that when a woman went to a restaurant and watched.Then she ate something actually that came out with pearls.
她想说这个倒是真的是假的还是石头啊
？She was wondering whether that was real or just stones.
拿去珠宝商去鉴定，她说你这个是真的珍珠，值600块钱。
And then they found it's actually real pearls, which cost about $600.
因为是她吃到的，所以这个珍珠不是厨师的，是她的。
Because she actually ate this, therefore it became hers.
但是嘛，那只是一个珍珠，这个它是好像一个紫色的珍珠。
It was a purple pearl.
但是神要把借着十字架的经历，把我们做成像珍珠的。那十字架经历越多，珍珠越大。
And through the work of experience of the cross, that God would like to make us into pearls. And the more of the experience of the cross, the more experience we have.
因为珍珠的形成，大家大概都知道，就是。那个像蚌壳之类的东西，有沙子进去，然后它分泌黏膜，然后一直，然后经过时间，经过各方面的过程，它逐渐就形成珍珠出来。
As you know how the pearls come from, it's like the clay and there's the sand, and also during the time, then the pearl comes out.
它没有办法把那个进它身体里面的那个东西排掉，但是呢，它用生命把它吞灭那个死亡。
Although the clay itself cannot just take out what's inside.This thing, but then using what's from his life, the life actually swallows up death.
所以十字架经历越深，那个精密珍珠越来越大。
So the deeper one experience of the cross, then the life of the pearl becomes bigger.
这是宝贵的。
That's very precious.
还有什么？有三个词哈，有一个是有一个是怎么样？就是。 又是明净啊，是清洁了，有个清洁，像这个啊，像那个怎么讲说，清新的人那个清新那个字。
And there's also the word clear and pure, such as pure heart.
所以它重点在于怎么样说，就是很纯呢、啊。
So its focus is about purity.
然后另外一个词呢，就是什么？就是它可以透明。
And the other word is transparent.
啊，另外一个词呢，就是什么？它会发亮。
And the other word is it shines.
啊，我觉得这是一组的词。
I think they belong together.
又是清洁，又是透明，又是什么？又会发亮。
That's pure and transparent and also shines.
那这个呢，在新耶路撒冷里面，这是一个特质。
So that's a special characteristics in Jerusalem.
那也就是神要在圣徒身上做一个工作，让圣徒呢是做个清新的人，做个清洁的人。
So God would like to do the work in the saints that the saints become pure and also clear.
清新人怎么样？必得见神。
Those who are pure heart can see God.
所以如果我们不见神呢，有可能是我们清新这个问题没解决。
So if we don't see God, it might have to do with the issue that we are not pure.
我们救恩的经历太少，有可能我们不是清新的人。
We do not have much experience of the experience salvation, then it might be because we are not pure.
但清新人是必得见神。
But those who are pure heart will see God.
所以你做清新的人，你的救恩的经历一定是无限大，可以扩大。
So if you are someone with pure heart, then the experience of your salvation can definitely be enlarged.
那在新耶路撒冷还有什么？许多都是透明的。金子也透明，宝石也透明，连这个连那个什么那个生命水的河也是透明，什么都是透明的。
And in New Jerusalem, everything is transparent. The gold, the precious stone, and also the river of life.
我们在神面前，有没有因为经历神，我们在神面前做个透明的人呢？
Have it because that we experience God and we become transparent before God?
我们说我们奉献给主。我们是不是还保留了一小部分呢
？We say that we offer ourselves to the Lord, but have we ever kept some part to our own?
如果我们还有保留，我们在神面前就没有办法做透明的人。
If we still keep some, then we cannot be transparent before God.
那个好像是 Abby Meyer 啊，他在神面前祷告说：“我奉献，我把我99%，他把我所有的当都摆在神面前。”我都奉献给你，他保留一个小钥匙在他身上。
F.B. Meyer prayed, I offered up everything to you. I offer up 99% to you, but I still keep a small key onto my own.
就主说呢，我不要，我只要那个小的就可以了。
Then the Lord says, I don't want the rest. I just want that little key.
他说不行啊，他说主啊，我就是什么都给你了，我就是差这一个，我这个我就给我自己就好了。你不要把我这个收走。
And he told the Lord, No, I gave you everything, but I want to keep this one to myself.
主说呢，我就是要那一个啊。你这个不给我，那我通通不要了。
And the Lord says, But I want that one. If you don't give me that, then I don't want the rest.
所以他一看主要走，说好，主给通通拿去吧。
And when F.B. Meyer saw the Lord is leaving, then he said, Okay, I'll just give everything to you.
这一拿去之后，以后他在主面前做透明的人，他可以成为。主要说话主要行事的一个贵重的器皿。
And after he just gave all to the Lord, then he becomes transparent before God, and he becomes a precious vessel for the Lord to speak and work.
不晓得你在主面前做个透明的人是一个重担呢还是个负担呢
?So I don't know whether it's a heavy burden to you to be a transparent person before God or it's a burden from God.
而且主要是我们成为那个发光的人。
And the Lord would like us to become someone shine.
要发什么光呢
？So what is there to shine?
因为神是荣耀的神，新耶路撒冷城有一个特，另外一个特性就是荣耀。
For God is a glorious God, and the New Jerusalem has another characteristics that is glory.
荣耀不只是在神身上，现在荣耀在整个城，整个城都显出荣耀。
Glory is not just only upon God, but for the entire city is glorious.
哎，你不要小看我们，你这个房，连我们这个房子要显出荣耀都不太容易。
Actually, it's really not easy for this building to show glory.
圣经讲的这个新耶路撒冷到底有多大呢？
How big is the New Jerusalem here talks about?
啊，我是估算的哈，大约从纽约到芝加哥的距离，长宽高都一样。
My estimate is that from New York to Chicago, this distance, whether it's in length, width, or height.
这么大的城，荣耀，你知道，都从那里显出去。
For such big city, then the glory shines out from there.
神的荣耀可以透出去。
And God's glory shines through.
神的荣耀从你身上透出去，是个重担呢，还是个负担呢？
Whether it's a heavy weight or it's a burden from God for the glory to for God's glory to shine through you.
主耶稣每次一做事的时候，你说啊，我看见神的荣耀了。
Whenever our Lord does work, then people say, "Oh, I see the glory of God."
主耶稣死而复活，神的荣耀彰显。
When our Lord raised from the dead, then the glory of God was manifested.
今天主要把我们每一位弟兄姊妹做成这个荣耀可以透出去的器皿。
Today, God would like to make each one of us become the vessel where the glory can shine through.
神的荣耀从我们身上出去，是个重担呢，还是你的负担呢？
Is this a heavy burden or a burden from God that when the God's glory shines through us?
不只是这样。
Not only that.
这里呢，还有就是永远。
And also eternity.
你现在所做的一切能存到永远吗？
For all the things you do, can they last until eternity?
你现在已经尝到真的属于永远的东西吗？
Have you really tasted eternity now?
所以永远是个特性。
So eternity is a characteristic.
永远代表不朽坏的，
eternity,
不能玷污的，不能衰残的。
Eternity means not corruptible, not perishable, not blemished.
现在我们这个都是会坏的。
So all these things might break.
我们有时候把这些必朽坏的当作非常的宝贝。
Sometimes we take those that might break become our precious.
但主要给我们永远的呢，我们可能忽略了。
But we might neglect the eternity that God would like to give to us.
还有特性什么？还有特性就是生命，
Another
充满了生命，属天的生命。
Another characteristic is life, which is abundance of life and a heavenly life.
我没有时间解释，但是我们大家都可以去经历。如果你得到这个生命，你应该会慢慢知道这个东西。
Although I don't have time to explain, but you can understand, experience it. If you have received it, then you understand.
在这许多的基础底下，另外一个特性，新耶路撒冷侍奉。
Under all those fundamental things, another characteristic is to serve in New Jerusalem. To serve.
啊，那在刚才我们读的马太福音二十五章，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要派你，我要把许多的事派你，啊，然后你就进入主人的这个喜乐吧，欢乐吧。
And in Matthew 25, it says that you are faithful over a few things, then I will make you ruler over many things, and you can enter into the joy of the Lord.
这里给我一个重大的提醒。
Here gives me a really big reminder.
今天我们不管受主多大的托付。
Today, whether how big the entrustment we receive from the Lord.
在我们可能觉得已经大得不得了。
We might already feel it's so big.
但是呢，在主看来都是什么？你在不多的事上，
but,
就是一点点的事情上。
But in Lord's eyes, it's just a few things.
然后呢，他说，这所以说这简单讲什么？今天是实习的机会了，啊，那一天到主见主的时候呢，主才把真正的侍奉给我们。
So today is only the opportunity to do an internship. And then when we meet the Lord, then Lord truly gives us the real opportunity.
好，因为时间的缘故，我就停在这。
Because of time, I will stop here for now.
我们有人祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back into your hands.
有什么话值得我们再重新思考？
If there are any words that you would like us to think again.
或者 叫我们能够明白知道怎么跟随你预备迎接你自己的再来
or help us to understand how to follow you and also be ready for your return
求你给我们回头的亮光
do pray that you give us light as we look back
愿你借着你的话在我们身上做成你要做成的
so that through your words you can do the work that you would like to do upon us
叫我们在迎接你再来的时候可以欢欢喜喜的啊，能够面见你
so we can joyfully welcome your return
谢谢主
thank the Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ
Amen, Amen.